the soldier of the Acharyas to guide their disciples. They should order their disciples, "You show honor in such and so to my god brother." Then the disciple is bound to do that, and there will be no harm for him. Though it is the responsibility with the acharya more than the disciples. They should be cautious and they should be moderate in their temperament of taking honor, accepting honor. They will rather guide and regulate them. "He is my god brother, he should also be honored. Otherwise, all the honor show to me that is not real honor. My honor is not my honor. My honor goes to my guru, and he is also favorite of my guru. So with me, you will honor them also." That should come from the lips of the acharya direct to the disciple. Then the disciple can show such honor to them without affecting his own own special honor to his Gurudev. I'm clear.
I wanted to reduce, because I have disciples in Los Angeles.
Honoring me, you do not honor me. But if you love me, love my dog. So if you want to honor me, you must honor my sentiment. My god brothers are sitting here. If they are not honored, then I feel insulted. This sort of teaching should be given to the disciple at large, to all the disciples. Then they will come to some common level. Otherwise, they will fight with one another. My guru is big, I shall show first honor, or the highest honor, and this is I shall show first honor to them. In this way, the fraction will come.
I wanted to stop my disciples.
Yes.
They were giving me Guru Puja every day.
Yes.
I told them to stop. Then the other GBC, they ordered me to start again. They said my disciples will be discouraged and they should be allowed to do it.
Of course, there is truth to a certain extent there. That they should not be cruel to them. They should be allowed to give the flow of their honor natural, repeated. A flow must come, spontaneous flow must come, that should be helped.
So even if I feel it is too much honor for me, I should allow it for their sake.
If you are sober, so the other acharyas also are of such temperament that there will be least hitch in the mission.
Be what?
The crack will be minimized. Otherwise, the crack will come.
Miss what? Least hitch. Least hitch.
Hitch. Least hitch.
Least hitch.
I had one more question. Sometimes the boys that we...
My answer is clear. Satisfying you.
I am accepting it.
At least to a certain extent. Then I am satisfied. To accept in toto, it is not possible. To a certain extent, if I am able to serve you, then I am happy. Hare Krishna.
I take it that Prabhupada is speaking to us through you.
Of course, that is your goodness.
Sometimes the boys that we give initiation to, they sometimes have difficulty and they go away. And if they go away, sometimes they commit many sinful activities. So the question is the guru obliged to that fallen disciple if he remains fallen for his remaining part of his life, then he must take another birth. So
of course,
what is the obligation?
This should be done, that freedom should be used partially, looking at others also. It is, of course, my affection will guide me to take up the fallen soul, But at the same time, other maybe get indulgence to go astray. So you must be aware of the fact that indulgence in one case that may create difficulty in another case. A serious disease may be taken up in the hospital, but it may affect the health of the others, more affected disease. So both sides should be considered and the conclusion should be taken.
Now another aspect is, the Shastra says that the spiritual master will return to save his fallen disciple.
Of course.
So
of course. It's not in this life, in other life.
Sometimes the disciple...
Sometimes?
The devotee may lose his faith in Krishna and in the Guru. So then the spiritual master is still obliged in the next life to save him?
Of course.
That is always.
Krishna, because the continuance, the duty ultimately is in Krishna. And Name Bhakta Panasati. Neha Vikramana Sasti Pattabhayo Navigtate. Whatever little is done in this plane, that is never lost. So, Krishna will take care of that. He said, may send some other guru to him. Or that very guru, maybe it is his will. But it is sure that once he has got admission, he will not be neglected.
Does that mean?
Name Bhakta Panasrati.
Does that mean that the disciple is guaranteed another human birth, even if he has done sinful activities?
Even not in the next birth, but after a few births he will again get the chance. Anyhow, he won't be dismissed. He will get chance.
If some ordinary person, he gets some Krishna prasadam, does that mean he will take human birth?
May not always be. After four, five births also he may have a human birth. Anyhow, wherever he will go, he may go, the connection will be there in the universal mind. Mm-hmm. In that plane it is recorded, and that won't be lost.
If someone gives some Lakshmi donation for deity seva or for book printing.
Sukriti. Or Gyanta Sukriti. Then Gyanta Sukriti. Then Shraddha. Then Sadhu Sangha. Then Guru Karan. Then Bhajan Anarthanas. Ruchi Asakti Bhava Bhakti Prema Bhakti Sneha Manpanaya Bhavna Bhava. In this way. By gradation. First, Ajnata Shruti, unknown, the energy spent for the Krishna consciousness unknowingly. That is the, will be the first foundation. Next, somewhat knowingly contribution may come for Krishna consciousness. Then that will raise me to the plane of Shraddha. When I shall, on the surface, I shall search the Krishna consciousness people and mix with them and help them and have association of them. And then next I shall find a guru in Krishna consciousness. And then I shall continue my bhajan under his guidance. And then the anartha will disappear and I shall get proper attraction, real pure attraction for Krishna consciousness. And gradually I shall go up. These are the lowest trees to be traced in the Shastra, this way.
Our movement sells all over the world millions of books.
Yes.
Now, sometimes people don't know what these books are.
That is purchasing, doing some sukriti.
That is agyata sukriti.
Yes, that money goes to help Krishna consciousness.
And they take the book into their house.
Oh. Yes.
The Rupa Goswami said...
They may not read. Their posteriors also may read and be benefited. Anyhow, the energy he spent for the books, that will help him. Hare Krishna.
In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu,
yes,
it is written that if you keep the Shastra in your house,
yes,
it is like having the deity of Narayan.
Of course.
So even if they don't know the value of the book,
yes,
it is some special benefit to have it in their house.
Yes, yes. It will have its influence. Divine ray. The divine ray it will emit. If we have eye to see, the mind may feel that there must be something holy here. Why? Otherwise, why my heart feels some holy ideas? It may be like that. To in a certain stage of consciousness.
Maybe not in this life, but in some future life.
That depends upon the case of individual deity. Yeah.
But it's never in vain.
Never in vain.
Our preaching goal is that every man, every human being, he will eat prasadam and take a book. Even if he doesn't know what he's eating, and he doesn't know what... We want to give prasadam and a book to every human being.
Oh, good. Good. Stealthily you are entering his heart.
Stealthily.
To establish a temple of Krishna there.
We have now started businesses in America for selling prasadam. And every year, millions of people are eating the prasadam in America.
Oh, and Sukriti.
They don't know it is from the Hare Krishna movement.
Mm. That much as the dipping pipe will be pure. So much purity will be transmitted into those that will take prasadam. Prasadam from Mahabhagavat, prasadam from Madhyam Bhagavat, prasadam from Kanishta Bhagavat, but it must do some good to them. But there is a question of degree.
I see.
Question of degree will be there.
Ah. Even if it's offered to the deity, it could be Kanishta Bhagavat offering.
You can imagine the varieties of combinations.
Oh, yes. We should ask that question. Is it all right to ask one more question? Earlier today, I was told that you were speaking about the original position of the jiva within the Brahma Jyoti.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that is a very intricate question. Very troublesome and very intricate and puzzling.
Because
this is marginal. What is margin? Neither water nor land. A fictitious demarcation, line of demarcation. It is so subtle. So, jiva soul, the Brahma Lok, the Jyotirmaya Lok is very subtle. And to discriminate, to pass discriminating counsels, that judgment there, that is also very difficult, and also very difficult to understand also, and to speak very fine. it is a thing.
In the Brahma Jyoti, can the jiva go directly to higher position, or must he first come to the Mahatattva?
This is a complicated question. Not simply it could be answered. The backgrounds there must be prepared, and then it can be understood and spoken.
Because we have been taught...
It will take some time.
I understand.
It will take some time to discuss on this point.
Some other morning we can come.
Yes, yes. Yes. As long as I am here, you are all free to come to me, devoted to come to me. And what small help I can do to you before my death, I won't refuse.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that even a small amount of devotional service can save one from the greatest danger.
Yes. That is the poem.
So this Agyata Sukriti, can this counteract all sinful activity? Some little donation taking book.
That will just begin. Help me to begin my life.
But is that sufficient?
Small, but it should be taken as the admission.
But does that qualify for Trayate Mahatobhayat?
Agyata. Not in time. It will take time to save you from Mahatobhayat. It will take time.
But it's the beginning.
But my question is this, that suppose there was no Agyata. Then for the sinful activities, that jiva will have to take so many births in degraded species of life, it will be a very long time before he gets another human body.
Yes,
that's very long time.
So the in some cases, very, very long time.
Most cases now. Because in the West, everything is so degraded. So will the Agyata speed up the coming of the next human body?
There are opposing tendency also. It was divinity, that is aparad. That is very troublesome. Otherwise, the Vaishnava aparad. Otherwise, other crime is very easily may be removed. Very other offenses, other kinds of offenses may be very easily removed. But something like Vaishnava aparad, Dhamma aparad, these things which has direct concern with the divinity, that is a little difficult thing. Jarai Madhai, they are great sinners, but within a moment that everything vanished. But there the remark is that they never committed Vaishnava aparad. So it was very easy to deliver them.
They struck Nityananda.
Yes, Nityananda. Kichu prasadam doesn't mean. Will you take some prasadam?
Yes, we'll take.
Kichu prasadam.
Our faith is that if we sell someone a book, then this is our faith.
Yes.
That if we can give some jiva a book, then very soon he will get another human birth. Because Krishna says, whatever service you have done, it's permanent. So he got the book in this life, so he should be able to also get a book in his next life.
Maybe, because he has got a little touch of the tendency that I have got a book, I must read and I must see what is contained in that. That sort of tendency may take him in human birth again.
We are selling books with that faith that this will save people from their karma.
Another standpoint, another way of looking, look out, that our master, he is preaching Krishna consciousness, and we are helping him in one way or other. I may not sell the book, but I may cook, I may brush the
floor,
but my contribution goes to help my master, who is doing the preaching, spreading Krishna consciousness. I shall get a bit of that. Just as in a big mill, when a big factory, one man, the jharudar, he also gets benefit of when the factory is gainer in that year, the jharudar will also be benefited.
Yes.
Whatever duty, it comes from one, adjusted from one point, from the head to the bottom. So whatever you do, if you have that consciousness, that I am doing the service of my Gurudev, then under him, whatever will be necessity, I am supplying water, I am cooking, I am doing this, that, I am gardening, everything will combine, produce some result, and we will get the remuneration adjusted according to our sincerity and the capacity.
But my concern is how to help the jiva become free from all his karma, sinful reactions. So I have been preaching
Krishna karma atman,
that we sell books and that will help free the jiva from his sinful reactions.
It will depend, your progress will depend as much you are doing the duty consciously to satisfy Krishna, Guru or Krishna, Vaishnava. The degree, the intensity of your earnestness to satisfy them, that will calculate your progress or improvement. The degree of hankering, the earnestness, the thirst.
But for the non-devotees,
non-devotees
have so much sinful reaction. So if we sell them books...
Anyhow, the criterion is the satisfaction of Krishna or Karsna. According to that, the benefit should be distributed. The distribution would be according to the satisfaction in any way. Sometimes supplying a glass of water, we can achieve a great gain in time of need. So it depends upon the intensity of the earnestness with which we are going to satisfy our Lord. And according to the degree of the satisfaction, I will get the benefit.
So our Prabhupada, he told us that this, when he would hear that there was a massive distribution of literatures, that was the most pleasing, that would give him life.
Yes.
And that would please very much his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta.
With this idea, if you do the thing, that you will have the great justification. And you must take it in your heart that Guru Maharaj is being satisfied by my discharge of such duty. You have to see me again. If not within the meeting time, then afterwards.
Thank you
very
much.
If you find no leisure within the meeting week, then after that you may see.
Jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dold Hari Bod.
Jai.
Shri Bheda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai.
Jai.
Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai.
Jai.
Hey, you mind?
এইখানে প্রভুপাদ এখানে মালা দেয়া
সেটা দেওয়া হয়ে গেছে,
একটা মালা রামেশ্বর মহারাজকে
দিয়েছিলেন
স্বামী মহারাজ। অলরেডি আই হ্যাড সাম ইনফরমেশন অ্যাবাউট ইউ দ্যাট ইউ do not like to get more honor from the disciples, exalt honor from the disciples. You are against that system.
I like to distribute books. To me, that is the real service. Mm. If my disciples...
If you want to recruit the so many new lives, then you have to work in this way also.
হরে কৃষ্ণ জয় হরে কৃষ্ণ
হরে কৃষ্ণ
ভক্তি রাম স্বামী মহারাজ কি জয় শ্রী রামেশ্বর মহারাজ কি
জয়
ধীর কৃষ্ণ মহারাজ কি
জয় কবি চন্দ্র প্রভু
প্রভু কি জয়
হ্যাঁ ভক্তি রক্ষক শ্রী রাধেব গোস্বামী মহারাজ কি জয়
Maharaj,
yes?
The other day,
yes,
you were explaining to me,
yes,
about this verse, Eko Bahu Shama.
Mm.
That you said, first understand what is the echo, like Raja.
Yes.
There's queen, so many associates.
Yes.
So
the potency is eternal, Nityadham is eternal. The question of Bahushamu, that is only in the case of this mundane world.
Brahmaloka.
Brahmaloka. And there Bahu, the system. Krishna means the Raja, one a system. Krishna, perhaps so many, perhaps without, take out the... the Shakhas, the Gopis, and no Krishna.
Yes, now...
So Krishna means with his group.
So...
Eternally in past tense. Nirantar Kriyatar Charita. Dynamic, not static. The static, the equilibrium, one, that is only in Brahmaloka. So that is to be applied only for this world, not for the eternal Vaikuntha world.
So,
they are already his Bahu.
Yes, so that is my point, that...
Govinda Maharaj asked me. Oh, okay.
And the... So in your Guru Maharaj's, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, his Brahma Sangita, he says that there are innumerable jivas as spiritual particles emanating from the Oversoul in the form of pencils of rays, of effulgence. And he says they have no relation with the mundane world when they come to know themselves to be the eternal servants of the Supreme Lord. Then they are incorporated into the realm of Vaikuntha.
That is the innate acquaintance of the equilibrium.
Yes.
What he says, that they are in such stage, by microscopic sight, it may be seen that innate parichaya is like this. When they come to know that they are servant of Krishna, then try to go that side.
How can they come to know that in the Brahma Jyoti?
In the Brahma Jyoti, that is, by two ways it is possible. Very meager Sukriti and the more tendency of Mukti takes them there. And that meager Sukriti may assert in course of time. And another, that Sukriti gathered from lower world by Sadhu Sangha, that may assert. And another thing, by the special grant by the powerful devotees,
Kripa,
they can also come and enter into that domain and do some help. By these two means, they may come from that equilibrium stage into the cosmos.
Were you saying that the powerful devotees,
yes,
can enter the domain of the Brahmajyoti or the Mahatattva to bring them out? They can go in Brahmajyoti and bring them out?
It depends upon their capacity. It depends on.
Well, then that means that some of them can.
Some of them can form non-differentiated area. They can also find differentiation by microscopic vision. কি বলছেন? গোবিন্দ মহারাজ আমিও বলছি.
We're way upstairs with you.
Yes. I know, but I thought that I heard his voice. So I need him for a moment.
We send some?
Oh, yeah,
but it does not matter. I want a medicine for my heart that is cracking later.
Again?
Wait.
So, now you said in understanding the Eka that there's Raja.
You see, another example I shall insert. When the demon is killed by Hari, he attains Brahmaloka.
Mm-hmm.
There's complete withdrawal and perfect rest in equilibrium stage. But ordinary power cannot detect him there and to take out. Special power by some ordinance, he may be taken out. In the case of Jagai Madhai, in all the cases, this is conditional. When Hiranyakashipu was killed by Nrisimhadev, he at once went to that Brahmajyoti. General law, the one who is killed by Hari, he will at once come to Brahmajyoti. But some bylaw was there, he had to come down again as Ravana and Kumbhakarna, those Jai Vijay. Went there, and after some time, from that equilibrium stage, he had to come. So the no man's land, buffer state, there also some powerful agency can interfere in the buffer state, no man's land, marginal.
So to go either
way. So again, they retire to that, again, Shishupal and Dantavakra. Because there are conditions, three births. So they're going, entering there, for some time, they're again coming. So ostentatiously, it is equilibrium. But to final vision, there is, everything is differentiative character there.
So now
only we can harmonize different statements in this way.
Yes.
What is hazy to me, that is clear to another higher sight.
Yes.
So something like that. Again, Jagai Madhai, we are told that the same Shishupal Dantavakra, Ravan Kumbhakarna, they again came to help Mahaprabhu's Lila. From the same Brahmaloka.
Jagai Madhai.
Jagai Madhai. So in this way, in ordinarily what is unapproachable, approachable by the experts.
So then, now Jiva Shakti is coming from Brahmajyoti as conditioned souls, Nitya Badha.
Brahmajyoti is not independent in itself, an independent entity. It is the marginal position of the two potencies, in-carrying and out-carrying. That is said, the consciousness and the unconsciousness, the meeting point, just like dawn, just like evening. It is something, the meeting position of day and night, something like that.
Twilight.
Twilight, yes. So Brahmajyoti means that it is not an independent state. It depends on sun.
Yes.
So, it depends on Krishna.
So Krishna... what I wanted to know was, considering the echo, Krishna, that he has his associates, are there some jivas who were never in the Brahmaloka position?
You see, a nature of too much discussion that may oppose the faith. Ultimately, everything is adhukshaja. Krishna, Narayana, that is adhukshaja. We must have some respectable to the... and it is approachable only through faith, shraddha, not by intellectual reason, but argument. Argument is necessary to help the intellectual people to a certain extent. But if we want that everything must come within my fist, it is a drawback for the devotee. So, as much as possible, we shall make it, we shall try to understand and to explain to others. But at the same time, we maintain on the subconscious region that everything is backed by Krishna's sweet will, and none can be measured. Maya tatam idam sarva. I am everywhere, I am nowhere. Everything within me, nothing is in me. Find what is my position, if you can, through your intellect. Arjuna. So that's warning we must always keep on our brain. Then we shall go to analyze and analyze and analyze. Ultimately, we must think unknown and unknowable, and everything in His hand. He is everywhere, He is nowhere. Everything in Him and nothing is in Him. That means it is achinta. Mahaprabhu says, bheda bhed, achinta. It is not within the fist of anyone else. It is sweet will of Krishna. That has been, we are warned, our brain has been warned in such a way. So we shall try to discuss, but we may not too much. Too much of intellectualism that will hamper our faith, may disturb our faith. It may be basis. In the Madhyama Adhikar, it is necessary, and so Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Madhyama Adhikar is a dangerous one. And by intellectualism, God forbids, we may come to atheism also, from Madhya Adhikar. A Kanishtha Adhikari, if he comes in contact with Uttama Adhikari, he can clearly pass away the space of Madhyama Adhikar. But Madhyama Adhikar is a dangerous zone. It is necessary also to consolidate our position. Siddhanta boliya chitte na karo alas. Yahaite Krishna lage sudhira manas. Consolidate our faith to a certain extent. But at the same time, we must know that it should pass to the faith. It should help the faith. It should strengthen the faith. Shraddha. Shraddha can go and can approach infinite. Intellect can never approach infinite. Only shraddha. And how much shraddha we can hope to have? A bit of shraddha. Nothing is impossible in the infinite area our basis of experience, how much Shraddha we can send to fetch our object. So, when we are discussing things, only to understand the Sauta Siddhanta, the positive thing that are given to us, we may try our best to use our experience to know the wholesome character of it. But too much of this thing that will disturb our faith, the possibilities there. Always we must keep it in our the background of our discussion that unknown and his ways are unknown. I cannot bring him within our faith. It has got such characteristic. So intellect may not lose that characteristic of that of Krishna, which Shraddha can may have.
Flourish.
May have. The everything. The Krishna's jurisdiction is not enclosed, should not be enclosed. His sweet will is there. That may not be pushed, that may not be cornered. The Krishna's sweet will, his independence may not be cornered, pushed to be in a corner. Not that way the intellect should be given indulgence. He is all in all. He can make and mar. He can. This will help bhakti, shraddha, faith.
Hare Krishna.
So honest inquiry, prasna, tadvidhi paripatena pariprasna is allowed. Pariprasna. Prasna in some limited circle, only to help the faith. The conclusion must come to help the faith. That sort of only to corroborate faith, to help the faith. The question should be put. With that question, we shall try to know anything and everything. But we should know that we are limited. We are limited and we are going to tackle unlimited. This idea we must not forget in any stage of our discussion. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna.
Die, we die. Die,
Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, Maharaj,
yes.
Bhagavan Goswami, he wanted me to ask you a question on behalf of the GVC.
Yes. Bhagavan means the Acharya of the Southern Europe.
Yes.
Yes.
So, on behalf of the GBC, what they would like to know, sometimes men are coming to this movement, to the mission, and they're taking Harinam Diksha, Mantra Diksha, and Sannyas initiation also. Sometimes they leave. So, when a Brahmin initiated disciple, he may come back. They want to know, should there be some time where he should be without the sacred thread and again take the mantra, dikha? Because we saw that in a case of one sannyasi who left,
who goes away and then again come back.
Right. What should be the status when coming back?
Should they again be given the sacred thread and the danda immediately, or?
With this this Brahmins and this and this.
But the Yajna Sanghi, that depends upon the sincerity and the time, the length of time, etc., considering different cases, maybe different. Suppose for a day or two in a particular position he suddenly did it, but at once he came to know and has come. and for the sake of the credit of the propaganda, it may be hidden.
Mm-hmm.
But when long time and more apathetic practices, then of course he should be detained for some time. Do you follow?
Yes.
Yes. It's favorable and unfavorable for the prachar, propaganda one. It should be considered in the light of that. If very meager, that may be forgiven. We may not be out in the public, may not be. Because there will be discredit in the institution, that are going and coming, going and coming.
Yes.
So then that may be neglected, very meager thing. And where it's a long time and a serious case, that some sort of penances would be imposed there. And then they may be again purified and taken in.